The hot topic of the times, of the month, of course, is the ultimate Christmas gift. And let's face it, Christmas is right around the bend. So is it another year of scratching your head trying to figure out what to give family and friends for Christmas? On your list, are there a few folk who are hard to please and say, I'll just give them a gift card? And do you have that one person on your gift list who already has everything, yet you want to give them something, and you want to give them something that they would appreciate and will use? Don't worry. I have a great Christmas gift suggestion for you. A gift suggestion that if you gave it from your heart, anybody would be pleased with it. What gift is that? The recognition of their Christ or God identity as their only identity. Let's bring this into the real world, or the apparent real world. Let's say it appears as though Aunt Gina has been battling with cancer for a while. She's taking chemo, but she's still having a hard time of it. She and all her relatives now identify her as a cancer patient, or worse, a cancer survivor. Now, at the soul level, do you really think Aunt Gina wants to be perceived this way? I'll answer that for you. No. At the soul level, Aunt Gina would love for somebody, anybody, doesn't matter which body it is, perhaps you, to recognize her real identity as the birthless, deathless, timeless, ageless Christ. Everybody on your gift list would enjoy this. Now, I don't mean just saying the right words, but more meaning the words that you say. So sometime during this Christmas season, take half an hour or so out of your hustling and bustling to still yourself and contemplate that there is only one identity, God identified, the infinite I am. We call this the Christ identity. And know that this one infinite I am is wholeness identified, is perfection identified, is illumination identified, is spirit identified, love identified. Know that this one infinite I am is success identified, wealth and power identified. Now get specific and include everyone on your gift list as this one. And then get still in your contemplation to let revelation put the cap on it. Have yourself a Merry Christmas. For over 12 years, you wouldn't believe this. For over 12 years, I've been trying to have a Christ Day celebration at my church. And for one reason or another, something always got in the way, but I was determined that this year, I was going to have my Christ Day celebration. And we had it a week ago. Now, you're probably wondering, well, what's the big deal? Or even, what is a Christ Day celebration? Why is it so important to you? Well, I'll start by saying it ought to be equally as important for you as it is me. See, at some point, after realizing your Christ or God nature, you must come to the realization, just like Christ Jesus did, that you are a birthless, deathless being. Remember, Jesus' realization of this fact pierced beyond the deception of virgin birth and even the manger and went straight to eternality. He said of himself, before Abraham was, I am. Oh, when you come to some realization, get some clue of your eternal being, you come to a crossroad. Well then what do I do about birthdays? See, after all, birthdays are part and parcel of the human sense of self. If you've grown beyond that sense of yourself, can you still celebrate birthdays? Or can you still celebrate anything concerned with the human self? The answer is no. for a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. Now fast forwarding, the Christ Day celebration is a day taken out to celebrate the recognition of your Christ identity. Our formal celebration is divided into three parts: the Christ mind, the Christ identity, and the Christ body. So let's go through each part of the celebration. The Christ mind. Remember in the Bible, Paul said, "Let the same mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who thought it not robbery to be equal to God." But this mind already is your mind, for there is but one mind. And from that one mind, you can say of Christ Jesus, "His life is my life, for there is but one life. His power is my power, for there is but one power. His glory is my glory, for there is but one glorious one. His light is my light, for there is but one light. And his self is my self, for there is but one infinite I am self." As this one mind is clearer to you, you will find yourself saying, as Christ Jesus did, "I leave this world and go to my Father." Or, "I leave everything pertaining to a human life, a human mind, a human body, and existence to identify myself completely as the real, the divine, and the perfect." In this celebration service, there is responsive reading concerning the Christ identity, and the congregation says, "With a glad heart, I surrender all false sense of identity that does not honor God as the only presence and the only power. For my Christ identity, I surrender my human sense of identity. For my immortal identity, I surrender my mortal sense of identity. For my incorruptible identity, I surrender my corruptible sense of identity. And from this disposition, I see the same Christ in and as others." Now, my favorite section is the Christ body. It's my absolute favorite. From the Holy Bible in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 26, Jesus is enjoying the last Passover supper with his disciples in the upper room. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed the bread and broke it, and he gave to the disciples and said, "Take, eat this bread, this is my body." Well, how can that be? Well, there's but one substance of all form, and that substance is God. So the substance of the bread and the substance of his body is the same substance. Your body right now is constituted of the substance that is the presence of God, for of him, to him, and through him are all things. Now, Christ Jesus wanted the disciples to digest the fact that the substance of his body was and is the same substance of their body, so that when they saw the resurrected Christ Jesus, they could claim also the indestructibility of their very own body. There is just one presence, and that presence is God. God is spirit. The spiritual presence is the only presence. The spiritual substance is the only substance. The spiritual body is the only body. So during this holiday season, maybe after this broadcast, would you take a moment and open yourselves to know and experience the truth of your body's indestructibility. Reading from page 204 of Sounds of the Trumpet. Since the Christ season is about the Christ, familiarize yourself with all the works and wonders of Christ Jesus found in the four Gospels of the New Testament. As you do this, keep in mind, "He that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he also do, and greater works than these shall he do." Know that you can heal the sick, you can raise the dead, multiply the loaves, and walk on the waters naturally as Christ Jesus. This is the promise of the Holy Bible. Now, as you contemplate the miracles of Christ Jesus, you will understand that this life, which seems miraculous by human standards, is the natural life of your Christ identity. You will understand that the human life is, at its best, an erroneous perception of the Christ life, which is your real life right now. You will discover that you no longer can accept any appearances of limited, imperfect living as normal living. You will shake off false perceptions that seem to squelch or stifle your experience of omnipotent living here and now.